welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO as Matt Pilger and Brendan McKeon bringing you the buzzer beater here this morning. Everybody's kind of bailed out on us for Labor Day weekend, but not us. We're here, right?
Yeah, we're here. We're bringing you the buzzer beater on AM 1340 on this Saturday morning. Even if it's just the two of us, we have some great talk for you.
Absolutely. There was some pretty exciting high school football games last night. We're going to get into the Mexico Bulldogs game here in just a minute. But let's go ahead and check the scores from around. We'll start off with the Callaway Bowl as North Callaway ended up taking out South Callaway by a score of 20-8.
Yeah, and then also Hickman couldn't get the win against Marquette. They lost 31-21. As well as Southern Boone beating Odessa 32-25.
Blair Oaks in Maryville, and Blair Oaks doing Blair Oaks things. They put up 61 points and ended up winning by a score of 61-12. Capital City played a team I'm not real familiar with, Carl Junction, but they ended up winning dominantly by a score of 45-7.
Boonville got their season off to a good start, beating Clinton 27-14. Fulton lost.
What?
Fulton lost.
Oh, what was that score?
They lost to Eldon 35-7.
All right, 0-1, the Fulton Hornets. Tipton took out California by a score of 40-7. A game that's always interesting to me is Helias and Hannibal. This game took place in Hannibal, and the Crusaders came out on top of the Pirates by a score of 31-20.
Yeah, two of the heavyweights here in Mid-Missouri played out a really good game in that one, as well as Battle. They played North Kansas City, but they lost 31-14. South Shelby got a big win, though, over Harrisburg, 60-22.
Yeah, it was an overtime thriller over in Hallsville. The Indians, unable to defend their home field, they lost to Palmyra by a score of 42-40. I couldn't even imagine being at that game. I imagine everybody was pretty drained by the end of that one.
Yeah, there were so many games going late into the night because some games got delayed from rain or lightning, and some of them, like that one, went into overtime, and so we had a lot of late coverage throughout the state of Missouri today.
No doubt about it. Camdenton ended up being big winners over the Jefferson City Jays, 53-28. We were talking a little bit about this last night on the broadcast for the Bulldogs football game during the scoreboard show. Interesting matchup between the Moberly Spartans and Pewaukee. And now, I had not heard too much about Pewaukee before yesterday, but apparently they're a team out of Wisconsin, and this game took place in Iowa. But Moberly got beat last night by Pewaukee by a score of 36-18.
Yeah, it's curious to figure out how that matchup came about, but yeah, we still don't quite have a barometer for how Moberly is going to be against us when we play them, but we'll figure that out down the stretch.
Very true. In the North Central Missouri Conference, the Moberly Spartans, of course. We will kind of go over Mexico's game now. This was a game that I wasn't real sure about. You know, I heard Coach Haig tell us that he was pretty excited about this year's team because he had players with a lot of experience returning. But the Centralia Panthers had won the last 2 years in a row. Last year they shut out the Mexico Bulldogs. I think it was 28-0. So Centralia's been a really, really good team the last couple of years. 8-2 was their record last year, but they switched over offense this year, and this game did not disappoint whatsoever.
Yeah, I predicted that it would be close, but it was a real nail-biter for the whole of the game, if not the second half, even more of a nail-biter. And it ended 20-16 in favor of the Bulldogs with a huge stop on the last play by Charlie Fisher. They snapped the ball with 1 second to go on the 7-yard line, fourth down, I believe, as well. And with the big stop, Charlie Fisher won the game for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. The Bulldogs and Coach Haig said that they're going to go to the pass a little bit more this year, which is uncharacteristic for the Bulldogs. They're a ground-and-pound team, but they did. They mixed in some passes last night. I think that there was about five total passes in the game last night, which you know, you compare that to last season, we may have already surpassed that total.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see them open up a little bit more, and I think Charlie Fisher has matured in that quarterback role, and his leadership out on that field, it was shining, and not just Charlie, but several other players.
Yeah, having a lot of returning players, 11 returning starters on offense from last year, if I remember correctly, 10 on defense, and so that makes a huge difference when you have a lot of experience in the team. All of these guys have played varsity football before, or almost all of them, and so they know how to win games now. Even if they struggled last year, they have that experience and they know what they need to do.
No doubt about it. You know, Peyton Hoover looked good last night in the running game, as well as Hunter Kuno. Corbin Dorsey, of course, contributing there, as well as Tyson Carr, is a wide receiver. And, you know, the defense stepped up, as we said. You know, Centralia was able to score on the first drive of the game, but Mexico at one point would stop them on a fourth down and went ahead with a score. I'm pretty impressed with both sides of the ball for the Bulldogs after this first game, and there's still a couple of players that are out and injured that are going to be returning, you know, with Dante Klein and Ethan Fryer. So I think this team has the ability, you know, I think they're underrated, and that's not a bad position to be in.
Mm-hmm. The defense definitely came up big. One of the biggest plays of the game was a fumble recovery, which led to the touchdown by Corbin Dorsey, which at the time the Bulldogs were down, and that put them ahead 20-16 at the time, which the score remained, and the Bulldogs ended up taking that win. So that defense contributed to one of the biggest plays there, and then they also had the play at the end that we already mentioned with Charlie Fisher. But it wasn't just that play by him. They were holding the Panthers back for that whole drive, just waiting for the clock to run out, and they did their job well.
Absolutely. We've got to face Southern Boone next week. Both teams come into the week, week number two, with records of 1-0. It's always tough to go to Ashland and play Southern Boone. Their wide receiver, Brady Dapkus, he's now playing for Blair Oaks, and he had a big game last night. I think that's a positive for Mexico that we don't have to see Mr. Dapkus anymore. How do you think that the Bulldogs will match up against Southern Boone on the road?
I think not having home field advantage will definitely be a little bit tougher. But having that one in the win column to start can make a way bigger difference than people realize. It'll give them confidence going into the next game, and they're just going to – Coach Haig is going to keep working them during the week, and that's all they're going to do. They're going to keep working and see how they do.
Absolutely. Coach Haig, a veteran coach, and has a really good members on his coaching staff. It was good to see Michael White out there coaching last night, mm-hmm. getting the guys hyped up. Kevin Kreidemeyer making his sideline debut for the Mexico Bulldogs. And, of course, Andy Baker and, you know, Travis, all of the guys doing a really good job over there. So shout-out to the Mexico coaching staff. Shout-out to the Mexico football team for putting together a nice win last night.
Yeah, they made it really enjoyable for all the fans, especially getting the W. And, yeah, we all love the football Friday nights, and when you win, it makes it that much sweeter.
No doubt about it. You know, we want to kind of switch gears just a little bit here. Mizzou football had their big opener on Thursday night. It was a sellout at Memorial Stadium. Brendan, you just started college over there, and you were telling me that this was the first Mizzou football game that you've attended?
Yeah, in my 18 years, this was my first one that I've ever been to. And it wasn't a bad one to go to. They won 51-0 over Murray State. The game was really sealed in the first quarter. I believe it was 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. Murray State's onside kick on the first play of the game kind of
backfired.
Yeah, backfired and set the tone.
Indeed. Mizzou's offense, they started off really hot. They scored 3 touchdowns in 3 minutes and 1 second. And we were off and rolling. I'm not ever going to complain about a 51-0 win. Concerns going into next week, I think the offense I don't think they shut themselves down, and I think that Brady Cook is going to have to work on the passing game, the long passing game, just a little bit more. I know he put some effort into that before we got up against Murray State, but he was disappointed. He overthrew several wide receivers, and we could have had probably two or three more touchdowns.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say on a 51-0 win that it wasn't a perfect performance by the Tigers, but there are still a couple of things that I think need to be ironed out. One of them being a little bit of the passing game, like you said. Another thing, there were a couple of fumbles. One of them did get recovered by the Murray State Racers. One of them, I think, was a close shave, and the Tigers just recovered it as well. But, yeah, there's still a couple things that need to be worked on. There were also a couple of plays. One of them, one of the fumbles came on a play that they set up very unusually, and that was another one that I think that's kind of the play that you test in this game, where it's a blowout, and see if it will work for the coming games.
Absolutely. Your personal experience being at the game, I heard the drone show at the halftime was super awesome. What'd you think about that first off?
Yeah, to anyone who's watching on TV, you probably saw me. I was the guy in the yellow shirt.
Right.
But yeah, the drone show was pretty good. It wasn't just pretty good, it was really cool. They made tons of different shapes in the sky over the field. They made a bulldog, a football player.
That was from Mexico, right?
Not quite.
Okay, all right.
I don't think Mexico brings in as much revenue as Mizzou.
Well, no, I guess you're probably right about that. What was the atmosphere like in the stadium? 65,000 plus there, and sold out.
It was booming. Every single play, you could hardly hear yourself.
I bet that's right. How long was the bathroom line?
Luckily, I didn't have to use
the
bathroom.
Okay, very nice, very nice. I was going to say, that's always how I gauge a football game, is how long is the bathroom line? But I'm getting old. Anyway, great job for Mizzou getting that 51-0 win against Murray State. Buffalo is up next, and that'll be next Saturday. So we get the Saturday game after the Thursday opener.
Yep, and I'm going to be at that one too.
All right. Well, are you going to every game now?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it to all of them. I bought the all-year sports pass like a lot of students have. And so I'm going to try to make it to as many games as I can and seize that opportunity.
Well, I think you should. Are you going on the road too, or just the home games?
Just the home games for now.
All right. I'm going to start off slow and then work your way into everywhere. Be very nice. Baseball this week, St. Louis Cardinals kind of had an average week. I think that's a very good description of it. They continue to play teams that are playoff contenders. New York Yankees was not a good game again last night. My fear for the Cardinals is that they're running out of time to make that wild card spot. They find themselves 7 games back right now. I'm not exactly sure, but you know, I think after this August, it was kind of abysmal for the Cardinals, to be quite honest with you. Have you dug yourself into too big of a hole going into the final month of the regular season?
I mean, you'd hope that you haven't. But the Cardinals making up 7 games in about a month now left in the season is going to be super tough, especially since they're not even the next spot behind the wild card spot. There's still a couple in between that could go on runs with them. The Mets, I believe, the Diamondbacks are in the wild card, one of the safe spots already. But you never know when those teams are going to go on runs, and 7 games is a whole lot to make up. They did all right against the Padres. There were a couple of times where I thought they should have capitalized, like during the week, capitalizing with runners in scoring position was a real struggle
again
for the Cardinals. But in the last 2 games, they played a little bit of small ball, and they were able to split the series with the Padres. They went into the game yesterday with the Yankees. They started out all right, but they just couldn't hang on.
Yep, I think that may be the theme here. Can we hang on? Can we make that push? It was interesting to see Mike Schilt return to Busch Stadium, the former Cardinals manager, and also him talking about returning to Busch. The attendance at Busch has dipped. And is that a concern to ownership? I don't know.
I think it's whether it's for ownership or just for a lack of interest because the Cardinals aren't quite a playoff team right now. It's either way, I think it's kind of disappointing because one of the things that you and I always pride ourselves in as Cardinals fans over the years recently is that the stadium is almost always packed.
Yeah.
And nowadays it's hard to say the same thing.
Very true. Very well put. We're going to go ahead and do our athlete of the week. Do you want first dibs or do you want second?
I'll take first dibs and I'm going to go with Charlie Fisher. Making plays on both sides of the ball last night, including one of the biggest plays of the game right at the end.
Absolutely. I'm going to also keep it with Mexico football. I'm going to go with Drew DeMent. He put forth another outstanding effort on the football field last night. Looked like he was limping a little bit, having some cramps, but he stuck in there, and he did Drew DeMent things. So my shout-out goes to Drew DeMent and, really, Mexico football, starting the tone off right.
Yeah, starting the tone off right is really important. Getting the 1-0, and we'll see where we go from there.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you coming in and hanging out on the Labor Day weekend and doing the sports show. Big plans for the weekend?
Not really. I have plans to stay in this weekend.
All right. That sounds good to me, too. I'm not going to people this weekend too much at all. But we would like to invite you back for another sports show next Saturday morning. The Buzzer Beater takes place every Saturday at 8:30. Well, we will go over Mexico Bulldogs football game against Southern Boone. We'll check out the Cardinals and the Royals and Mizzou Tigers as well. And this has been another edition of the Buzzer Beater this morning on AM 1340 KXEO.